Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Thursday, September 17th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and I'm excited to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by F5 Media. And to get things started this Thursday morning, the Federal Reserve concluded its two-day policy meeting yesterday where they discussed how they can continue supporting the economy. The central bank signaled that they will keep interest rates near zero for at least three more years as they committed to setting a higher bar before rates can be increased. Specifically, the Fed's rate-setting committee decided that there would need to be a tight labor market and inflation would need to reach 2% before they would consider making any changes. Officials also shared their outlook on unemployment, as they now anticipate the unemployment rate to hover around 7-8% in Q4 this year, which is lower from their initial projections. However, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell did urge Congress to spend more capital on supporting households, businesses, and state and local governments. After the Fed's announcement, U.S. stocks fell, but you wouldn't have been able to tell if you followed Snowflake's IPO yesterday. For those of you that haven't heard of Snowflake before, it is a data warehousing company that just had the largest software IPO in history. During their first day of trading, shares closed at roughly $254, valuing the company at $70.4 billion. Like many tech startups, the company is unprofitable and focused on growth in their current stage, and in the first 6 months of the year, the company lost $170.3 million after posting revenue of $242 million. Now, it's safe to say that this was one of the most highly anticipated tech startups among investors, especially after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and Salesforce each made investments in the company. Regardless, Snowflake CEO Frank Slootman feels confident that his company and management can live up to these expectations. Now for our third story of the day, we're going to touch on something that directly impacts the 5-Minute Drill. Amazon is entering the world of podcasts where they will be competing with Spotify and Apple Podcasts for market share. Luckily for the e-commerce giant, they can leverage the millions of listeners who already use Amazon Music or have an Alexa to help supplement their growth. According to Steve Boom, the VP of Amazon Music, podcasting is still at the early stages of mainstream adoption and there is huge potential to grow moving forward. As of now, Amazon Music already has 70,000 podcast shows to begin the launch, and several of them will be new shows hosted by celebrities such as Will Smith and DJ Khaled. Similar to other podcasting services, advertising will be the main way of generating revenue, and overall, U.S. ad revenue has increased by 42% since last year, and it's projected to exceed $1 billion by 2021. Outside of business news for the day, Attorney General William Barr is taking a combative approach when it comes to protesting. According to the Wall Street Journal, AG Barr told federal prosecutors to be aggressive when it comes to charging violent protesters with crimes and even suggested prosecuting them with sedition. Now, prosecutors have already charged more than 200 protesters for things such as arson and assaulting police officers, and Mr. Barr believes that most of the violence stems from extremists such as Antifa, and he is now trying to reduce the number of protests as we approach the election. Now for our fifth and final story today, the Big Ten Conference decided yesterday that they will play football this fall and will begin the season starting October 23rd. After the conference initially decided to postpone the season last month, coaches, parents, players, and even President Trump stepped in to pressure the Big Ten into reversing its decision. Now, as players and coaching staff head back to the field, they will have to undergo daily antigen testing to ensure that they haven't been infected by the virus. Anyways, folks, that's all we've got for you today. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we will catch you bright and early Friday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.